To begin our Christmas program today, a few thoughts about Christmas from Martin Luther. This is what is meant by "Thy King cometh." You do not seek him, but he seeks you. You do not find him, he finds you. When they, Mary and Joseph, arrived at Bethlehem, they were the most insignificant and despised. No one noticed or was cautious of what God was doing in that stable. Unless the large houses and costly apartments remain empty, lest their inhabitants eat, drink, and be merry. But this comfort and treasure are hidden from them. What a dark night this was for Bethlehem, that was not a cautious of that glorious light. See how God shows that he utterly disregards what the world is, has, or desires. And furthermore, that the world shows how little it knows or notices what God is, has, and does. Thus Christ has always been the life and light, even before his birth. From the beginning and will ever remain so to the end. He shines at all times in all creatures, in the Holy Scriptures, through his saints, prophets, and ministers, in his word and works, and he has never ceased to shine. But in whatever place he has shone, there was great darkness, and the darkness apprehended him not.
The Lord has come.
Joy to the world.
The Savior reigns.
Joy to the world.
The earth receive her King.
Joy to the world.
Psalm 98, 2-9. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath be openly showed in the sight of the heaven. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, make a loud noise, and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, and let the hills be joyful together. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Joy to the World by Isaac Watts, a free paraphrase based on Psalm 98, first appeared in 1719 with the heading, The Messiah's Coming and Kingdom. In America, the text and tune have been so inseparably wedded and associated with Christmas that one cannot imagine the hymn being a paraphrase of Psalm 98. Even though this popular hymn was originally intended to discuss Jesus' second coming, it serves well to portray his first coming too. We think with joy about our Savior's coming down to earth to live with us, to die for us, and to reign over us in resurrection and glory. As we look to the past and celebrate his coming as a promised child, we also look to the future and anticipate his coming as a promised King.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 27 and 30 through 32.
Thank you.
the same region, there were shepherds on the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 15.
Shepherds view the starry night and behold a wondrous sight. Angels sing of Christ the King, listen to their voices ring.
The Lord is come.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The seal of the Lord of the hosts will do this. Isaiah chapter 9. Verses 6 through 7.
Jesus came to us as foretold by the prophets, clear and bold. This Messiah should bring peace, from our sins we give release. The peace came with a price, on the cross a sacrifice. Yet the Son of God would win, Jesus conquered death and sin.
The Lord is come. Joy to the world.
Yeah.
came to save us all. Since the time of Eden's fall, he rose from certain death. He won our eternal breath.
He will come again someday. When he does, prepare to say, the Savior comes. Receive the King. Joy to the world, and rejoice and sing.
The Lord is come. Joy to the world.
Thank you.
Lord has come.
Joy, joy.
He comes to make his blessing flow.
Joy, joy.
Joy to the world.
He rules the world with truth and grace. The earth receive her king.
Joy, joy.
Joy to the world.